Tongass National Forest's Land and Resource Management Plan covers everything done on the Tongass, and officials are working to amend the plan by August 2016. The recent open houses are part of that process.
Good evening. I'd like to get everyone's attention, please.
Project manager for the plan amendment, Susan Howell, lays out how the open house will work.
What we did is we've set up the room by stations, and our stations are kind of focused on what our issues are for analysis.
The amendment addresses four issues. Howell points around the room to each of the stations, fold out tables with maps, graphs, and Forest Service employees to answer questions.
Young growth transition, renewable energy, roadless areas, and then over here we have wildlife habitat and the conservation strategy.
The transition away from harvesting old growth timber is the biggest issue, and it's why the Tongass is amending its plan in the first place. A memo from the Department of Agriculture pushed for a vast majority of the Tongass timber sales to be young growth within the next 10 to 15 years. The current forest plan calls for reaching that mark by around 2040. But changing the forest plan doesn't just mean changing the numbers. There's a rule book. The rule book used for the current forest plan was written in 1982, but a new rule book came out in 2012, and that's the one they need to follow for the amendment they're working on. The Tongass is the first national forest using the 2012 planning rule to make an amendment.
Part 219.4, you know, the stuff A1II. In providing opportunities for engagement, the responsible official shall encourage participation by, you know, interested individuals, entities, including those interested at the local and regional and national levels. And then two, youth, low-income populations and minority populations.
Howell says the Forest Service has always tried to reach out to the public.
Interested parties, but I don't think we've ever heard, and yeah, I don't think it's ever been that specific before where they talked about youth.
A group of three teenagers is standing in front of a map at the Young Growth Station. They're a part of the new Youth Advisory Council.
What do the different gray areas mean?
So, this gray right here.
Silviculturist Sheila Spores explains to Ella Sherrill that the gray represents private land, that the black on the map was recently acquired by Sea Alaska, and that other areas blacked out are for conservation. All of those places where, even if there was young growth, it couldn't be harvested. Cheyenne Matthews wonders about what remains on the map.
Are there companies that are willing to come into these little harvest areas and actually harvest the timber?
Well, that's the million-dollar question.
Oh.
Yeah.
Tongass officials trying out one of the new rulebook specifications reached out to a K-High guidance counselor who assembled eight students for the Youth Advisory Council. Seven of them came to the open house. Cheyenne Matthews is interested in studying political science in college and says she appreciates the introduction to bureaucracy.
You know, you don't really think about the forest, you just live in it, you appreciate it, but then once you become, for us especially, become part of the committee, you realize that there are issues out there. It's not just a pretty forest, there's economic and ecological issues that you have to think about. You can't just enjoy the view.
Ultimately, the YAC's goal is to comment publicly on the amendment. The public comment period opens at the end of July. Forest planner Sue Jennings says the open house was a way to inform members of the public before they submit comments.
Well, I'm hoping more than just the youth comment. I hope everyone comments in July.
Jennings says the forest plan is always better when people say what they want. In Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.